When the old INS split up and moved to Homeland Security 5 months ago, the much-touted aim was to close gaping holes in immigration enforcement. But there's another effort underway. The Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services is trying to improve customer service, a less debated yet just as dysfunctional part of the system. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Along a busy strip of discount stores in North Miami, the line outside the U.S. immigration offices usually starts forming mid-evening. Evis Fernandez has long needed to apply for employment authorization, but she gave up once after finding the line snaking around the block.
Yo llegué y pedí el último en la cola.
I got there and I went to the end of the line. I noticed movement in the front of the line, and I found out that by 7 a.m., they had already filled the day's appointments, so everyone in the back of the line was standing there for nothing, and they didn't even realize it.
The lines have been a growing barometer of the underfunded and overburdened agency's troubles, but in Miami, at least, they've begun to ease. The office last month began scheduling appointments over the Internet. Director Jack Bulger says the new InfoPass program worked wonders from the first morning.
We had fewer people appeared on a standby basis, and then at about 6:30, those with the InfoPass e-tickets began to appear, came to the front of the line, and caused a little bit of a stir with those that had been waiting, but we explained what was going on, and they understood that appointments come first and that they wish they had made one.
Inside the processing office, Evis Fernandez has been in and out in an hour.
Really easy, really fast, really good.
The Miami experiment is part of a series of programs to improve efficiency nationwide. In Los Angeles, there's an effort to find out why people stand in line and whether they can be helped faster some other way. Last month, the agency introduced e-filing, allowing some applications to be submitted online. And a new 1-800 helpline is up and running. Crystal Williams of the American Immigration Lawyers Association says using the old helpline could take all morning and $100 in phone bills.
You would probably have to hit redial on your phone about 30 to 50 times before you got through to the tape. And then once you got through to the tape, you were usually put on hold for an average of 45 minutes to an hour and a half. That was the bad news. The good news is that once you got live assistance, usually they were able to assist you.
But in fact, that was part of the problem, says Patricia Cogswell of the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services.
You'd have people who got through who would then spend, since I got here and I'm an attorney and I have 102 cases, I want to talk to you about all 102.
Cogswell says the new helpline simply tells people the status of their application and refers lawyers to the website for more information. Advocate Williams complains this makes it harder to solve application snafus, but she credits the agency for trying. In the end, Williams says better customer service would have broad benefits. The economy takes a hit if workers must take a day off to fill out forms. And she says the agency's enormous backlog makes it impossible to effectively enforce immigration law. Just because documents are out of order, it doesn't mean the immigrant is illegal. In fact, Williams says chances are excellent that bureaucratic bungling is to blame.
If we can get to a point where the presumption shifts the other way, where when there's something wrong with the documents, it may be because there's something wrong with the person, then I think that's going to improve our national security.
Until then, thousands of immigrants will continue to spend days and nights in line. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.